sounds from a YouTube video that was taken while inside a Joplin convenience store in Missouri, where tornado survivors huddled together for safety inside a walk-in cooler there. It seems that nearly all the people were okay. President Obama spoke in Ireland today. He said he will travel to Missouri early next week.
On Sunday, I myself will travel to Missouri to talk with folks who've been affected, to talk to local officials about our response effort, and hopefully to pray with folks and give them whatever assurance and comfort I can.
Comfort is hard to find in Joplin right now. More than 110 people were killed on Sunday night when the tornado flattened a six-mile stretch of that town. Joining us now is one of the people responsible for helping the town both find survivors and victims and recover, Major Tammy Spicer, the Missouri National Guard State Public Affairs Officer, who's actually in Jefferson City, Missouri. Major, good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
And also back with us, Brian Stelter, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. And Brian, let me go back to you again. I don't know if you were able to hear that YouTube video of people huddled in the walk-in cooler to survive. You've actually brought back and are reporting on these incredible stories of what people did in the short amount of time they had, the small amount of warning they got in order to survive the tornado.
That's right. I spent part of the afternoon at the home of the Johnson family on 29th Street. The daughter, 19, Lauren, was home with her father. She described how her father tried to hold on to the basement door, trying to keep the winds of the tornado out of the basement. He eventually lost that tug of war with the tornado, raced to the bottom of the steps, tried to cover Lauren. Meanwhile, the whole time, their mother was trying to call. And when the mother finally got through, the first thing she heard was Lauren screaming hysterically, understandably, of course. They walked upstairs. They found a way out. They looked around the neighborhood. They saw devastation in all directions. But yesterday at this point, they were out picking up what remained. They were able to salvage a grand piano from the living room, even though the entire roof was gone.
I know we have to let you go here, Brian, but the town is now not only trying to recover, but preparing for possibly another tornado strike today.
That's a big part of the reason why I think people were trying to clear out their homes on Monday. It was raining all day Monday, and they knew more bad weather was forecast for today. They figured, let's get what we can salvage as soon as we can, and get it over with, given the fact that we could see even stronger storms today.
Brian Stelter, reporter with our partner, The New York Times, doing some incredible reporting you can find at the Times website. Thank you so much, Brian.
Thank you.
And now, Major Tammy Spicer, again, with the Missouri National Guard in Jefferson City, Missouri. I understand that you also served in Afghanistan, and you've made comparisons in Iraq, and that you've made comparisons between the disasters, the things you had to deal with because of war, and what you've seen in Joplin.
You know, Celeste, I would actually say there's no comparison. When you go to Iraq or Afghanistan, you go through a lot of training, and you're expecting that. When you're inside the Show Me State, you don't expect to be exposed to that sort of devastation. And it's actually very rewarding for our soldiers and airmen to be able to be standing beside our neighbors in Joplin and help them through this crisis.
And dealing with the home front, I mean, really is a 180-degree turnaround from the kinds of things you were doing just a few years ago, right, Major?
Oh, it exactly is. But I will tell you, there might be more similarities than you realize, especially when it comes to the care that we need to provide to those soldiers and airmen working in these extraordinary conditions. We have a very robust care team that includes pastors and psychological health, behavioral health, that typically prepare soldiers and airmen to deploy and help them recover from a deployment. But those same services are being directed at these people working 24-hour operations, just being exposed to the worst of conditions.
Well, we understood from Brian that there are a number of rescue workers now at risk for hypothermia because they're wet and the weather is bad, as you said. But that's also what you have to do is also complicated by the fact that there was a fire station destroyed and the hospital was pretty much leveled.
You know, the events that happened in Joplin, this was a natural disaster of epic proportion. It affected so many things. The fact that a hospital, a nursing home were affected. Communications continue to be sporadic in the area. So that continues to cause cause issues in the recovery efforts. And that's why so many resources have been directed by Governor Nixon to the Joplin area, because Governor Nixon and General Danner want the residents of Joplin to have every state resource at their disposal to help them through this disaster.
We're talking with Major Tammy Spicer, Missouri National Guard, State Public Affairs Officer. Major, you know, it's chilling to use this kind of terminology about the Show Me State, but how much materiel do you have in theater there in Joplin? How many aircraft are you using? What sort of communications have you brought to bear?
You know, we've brought some communications equipment that down because so many volunteers have come in. You've heard the stories of just armies of ambulances coming from across Missouri and outstate, and all those emergency responders have to be able to communicate. So we're helping with them with communication. Watching the weather, you might realize aircraft have not been a part of this fight because the weather has just been too bad to allow for safe operations. So this has been entirely on the ground, primarily search and rescue. The city of Joplin is not giving up. We are there with them, and we will continue to fight this with them through the end.
But at the same time, we spoke with someone in a neighboring hospital just over the border in Kansas, and he was talking about the danger to people, to survivors of the tornado. They survived the tornado itself, but these next 24, 48 hours are still dangerous.
It's so hard for us to imagine what they are going through. This is the United States. This is Missouri. There are people who you know, made it through that first night just on the adrenaline, and now it's the second night, and they're getting up from wherever they have decided to lay their head, and we need to be able to provide them with the shelter, the food, the water, the care that they need to get through this.
All right, that is Major, that is Major Tammy Spicer, Missouri National Guard, State Public Affairs Officer, helping to coordinate the effort there from Jefferson City, Missouri. Talking about the rescue and recovery effort in Joplin, not only trying to recover and find victims and survivors from Sunday's tornado, but also possibly preparing for another tornado that could strike today. Major, thank you so much.
Isn't it so interesting there? She's describing how there are no similarities in terms of the training and expectations in a place like Iraq. But there are similarities in the psychological devastation and vulnerability of troops going into their own hometowns.